Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And now this evening, we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, we're not trying to sell anything or, you know, and your answers will remain confidential.
What is it in reference to?
Okay, this is about the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission.
Okay.
Okay, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and as you are aware, very few, you know, people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, or I am not all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
I am definitely going to vote, I am registered to vote, and I always vote.
Okay, so be it definitely, right? Okay. All right, ma'am, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Democrat or Republican?
I am a Republican, but that's a fishy question these days.
Okay, and okay, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your main racial background?
Mine?
Yes,
ma'am. I'm white, and my husband is Latino. So I'm white,
okay,
married to a Latin.
Oh, okay. All right, so be okay. Okay, now just for qualification, what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
I'm 55. I'll be 56 in 2 weeks. So you can put me in whichever category you want.
So be 46 to 55 or 56 to 65?
Say 56, because by the time you end the survey, I'll be 56.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, just generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
That's a complicated question.
That would be,
just
generally speaking.
I have issues. I think things are I think things have taken a wrong track, but I don't think it's because of Miami-Dade County. I think it's more from the state and federal government.
Okay, so you want me right direction or wrong direction? Just generally speaking.
It's it's a question. I don't know. I think that there are a lot of problems, but it's not related to the local government. So I don't know. And this is in reference to the local government. I don't know. We'll come back to that. Ask the other questions.
Okay.
We'll come back.
All right, ma'am. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County, you know, should address, you know, that would make your daily life better? Number one says housing and property insurance costs. Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, or quality of life like growth and development, overdevelopment.
I'm sorry, the last one was overdevelopment?
Yes, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment.
Okay, so, and I can only pick one?
Yes, just one of those to be, you know, the most important to you to make your daily life better.
Yeah, I agree that they're all problems, actually. Sea level rise is I mean, I live on Key Biscayne, so that's a big issue because of where I live. But but that's not the number one. In all honesty, I think overdevelopment is an issue.
I think traffic, congestion, corruption, and local government.
The people that have moved here, corruption in the government is a big problem here. And what was the first one? The first one also
housing and property insurance costs.
Yeah, the property insurance costs are ridiculous. The governor should be doing something about that, quite frankly.
Okay,
all of those things are an issue for me, every single one of them.
Okay, but which one would you pick, you know, to make your life a little better?
I wouldn't. I'd fight for all of them. In the real world, you don't pick one issue. That's a stupid. So my response to your survey person is that's they should change that to picking one, to having somebody saying they should add all of the above to the end of that. Quite frankly, so I don't want just one issue. I don't want a local government that can only handle one issue.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Also, it is a nonpartisan election. If the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Would that be definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, lean slighted to a Democratic candidate? Or would that be definitely vote for a Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly, to the Republican candidate?
Okay, so in the past, I would have been definitely a Republican candidate, but I think the Republicans have changed, and I have an issue on the state and federal level. I don't know who the candidates are for the local level yet, but it really will matter whether they are old school Republicans or they are these new crazy people. So I will pick lean towards the Republican now because it really now will depend on whether they are normal people
Are crazy. Lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of some, public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Okay. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just let me know, okay? And I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Raquel Regalado.
Yes, I've heard of her.
Would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm paying attention to local politics well enough to know what she's done and what she hasn't done. So I don't know.
Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, and what about Cindy Lerner?
I don't know who she is.
Okay, never heard. Okay, Richard Prensnick.
I don't know who he is.
Okay, never heard. All right, ma'am, you will now, be asked a few short questions on August primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the, following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Lincava, Manny C., Alexander.
Can you please repeat the question because I lost you for a minute there?
Okay, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among, the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The first one would be Daniela Lincava. The second, Manny C. And Alexander Atola.
I don't know any of the three. So what I've learned from the survey is I have to do some research and learn the candidates. So luckily I have until August to do that. But I don't know who any of them, so I can't.
All right, ma'am. If you had to choose today, okay, which candidate are you leaning towards? Would that be Daniela Lincava, Manny C., Alexander Atola?
Probably Daniela.
Daniela Lincava, okay. All right, ma'am. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among, the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Frenchnick?
I don't know, but I have to do some research. It's too early, and I don't know the candidates well enough, so I have to.
Okay. All right, ma'am, if you had to choose today, you know, which candidates are you leaning towards? Would that be Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Presnick?
It's the same thing. I don't know them well enough. I have to, since Jimenez, whom I knew very well and really liked, hasn't been in office, I don't know the candidates well enough. So
okay.
I have to
be... Okay, ma'am, no problem. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I will have to do some research, but I don't think she's the problem. I think the old school commissioners are the problem.
Okay, so so do you think maybe she's part of the solution or problem?
I think she might be part of the solution, but I have to do some research. I'm not certain of that. But no, I think the problem is some of the people that are, there are lawsuits against right now and the corruption. And I think we need to clean house.
Okay, ma'am, on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced, you know, support for a ballot measuring, measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements and environmental, resiliency, you know, projects to fight, climate change. To fund this, you know, $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I can't answer based on that information. That I have to do some research.
Okay. All right.
But I don't want my property taxes to go up. I need to understand better. So I prefer that my property taxes don't go up. But I think that the need for those things is real. I'd rather we find another way to pay for it.
So in other words, you want me to go ahead and put I have definitely vote yes in favor, probably vote yes in favor, definitely vote no against, or probably vote no against.
I'm not going to answer. You're asking me to answer questions about subjects, about issues I don't know about. And so what usually happens is they give you the issues and the candidates in the newspaper ahead of time, and then you can do some research. And so now it's great that you're telling me these are all things I should be concerned with because I'll learn.
Okay, no problem. I'm now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Okay, if each will make no difference, just let me know. Okay, the first one says Raquel Regalado serves Miami-Dade County school board member for 2 terms now as the only former school board member, you know, to ever serve on the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants or, you know, affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. After learning that, would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference on your behalf?
No difference. I mean, that's great for her character, but it's not necessarily my issues. And you know what?
Okay.
The question from before where all of the issues, I said were important to me, but you told me to pick one, pick corruption. Do you remember which question I'm talking about where it said sea level corruption? I think inflation of property insurance, which is actually really important to me too, but pick corruption.
Yes. Okay, the government corruption, right?
Yeah. all of those issues, though, are important to me. And it's a shame that I can't say all of the above. But the corruption is out of control.
Okay, so be corruption in local government. That's where, from 1 to 7, remember I read, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with that. All right. Thank you. Okay, let me just forward. All right, ma'am, and so this one you said no difference on the first one I read. Okay, the second one says it's an elected official. Raquel Regalado focuses on the basis, you know, basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problem. Whether it's fixing our parks, potholes and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like, you know, permitting. Would you say that's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference on your behalf?
No difference, because up until now I haven't needed a permit or other such things, so it's not
okay.
My issue.
Okay, Raquel Regalado, believes, you know.
Go ahead.
Now.
So there was another one. Let's go back. I would be less likely to vote for her if she's raising my property taxes in order to pay for infrastructure, because so many people move down here. It's not, I don't want to pay for better infrastructure, which I think needs to be done because a bunch of hedge funds moved down here from New York. They should pay for it.
Okay, so that one was about the taxes, right?
That's the billion thing, yeah. Yeah,
yes,
I don't want
okay,
my taxes
yes, okay.
raised. That's why everybody
okay.
leaves New York and California and comes here, because our taxes are better. And then they create a situation where our infrastructure can't support them, and now you're going to raise my taxes to pay for them? No.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. So that's about Levin, but that was about Levin Cava, okay?
That was, okay.
Remember
we're
talking
fine.
About...
It's not the person, it's the issue.
Yeah, it was about Levin Cava. She was the one that's right,
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I think we do need to fix the infrastructure. I think we've got a huge infrastructure problem, but I don't want my taxes to go up to pay for it. I think that the problem, part of it might be because the city's old, but it's mostly because of all the people that have moved here, and I don't want to pay for that.
Yes, okay. The statement says on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced, you know, support of the ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on November. This proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Okay, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I think that the proposal is good. I don't want to pay for it with my property taxes. I'd like, so no. But it's not the proposal that's an issue. It's where you're getting the money that's an issue.
So would that be definitely
so no.
vote no against or probably vote no?
All right. You can put probably vote no against.
Probably. Okay. All right.
But in this inflationary environment, I don't want my property taxes to go up. My groceries have already gone up. I'm
okay.
done.
All right, ma'am. Raquel Regalado believes, you know, the key to successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, liner parts for, you know, underline and ride share options. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely, or no difference on your behalf to vote for her?
Can you read the question again? I would be more likely to vote for her, or less likely to vote
yes.
for her because of that? Yeah. Less likely. I think the underline is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And I'm from New York originally, not recently, but 25 years ago. I think the overline in New York is beautiful, but I think it's too hot here. You know, you're going to have a couple of joggers that use it in the morning, and nobody else is going to use it because it's too hot. I think it's dumb and a waste of money.
So be much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for her?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. All right, ma'am, as the mother of two children with, you know, autism, Raquel Reglado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Reglado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. Would that be make you more or less likely to vote for her?
Neither. I think it's a great issue.
Or,
I think it would make no difference. But it would make no difference.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Currently, several Cuban Americans elected officials under investigation for corruption. Raquel Reglado and her father are just more of the same. Would that make you much more or much less likely to vote for or no difference?
I don't know if that's a true statement, but if it's true, it would make me less, much less likely to vote for them.
Much less likely. Okay, as your county commissioner, Raquel Reglado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Much more or much less or no difference?
It's only much more. It's not slightly more also?
Somewhat, yes. Much more or somewhat less or much
somewhat
less
more. Like. That would make me somewhat more. I think that's an important thing. Just don't make me, don't raise my property taxes to pay for it.
Okay. All right, ma'am, since Raquel Reglado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live in long, you know, time residents, including seniors and on fixed incomes have struggled to make ends meet. Reglado hasn't done enough. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
To what? To vote for her?
Yes.
It would make me less likely to vote for her. I agree that it's unaffordable right now. It's out of control.
So be somewhat
again,
or much less likely?
Much less likely. I think it's a big issue, and if you raise my property taxes on top of it, you only make it worse.
Okay, Raquel Reglado believes, you know, that public safety is a top priority on our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep our neighborhoods safe. Reglado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her, you know, 2024 re-election. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. All right, and the last one says, Raquel Reglado understands how housing costs, you know, are crushing families in our community. Reglado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Reglado has also informed the informed the rules on efficiencies to make them better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely, or no difference on your behalf?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. All right.
If that's true, if homes are more affordable. I don't think anything's affordable right now in Miami. It's out of control.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And, okay, now we're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation, okay? Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner, the other candidate. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just let me know, okay? And I'm put no difference. Okay, Cindy Lerner is running for county commission because, like you, she reads, you know, the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence, spending. Would that make you much more, someone more likely, someone less, or much less likely, or no difference on your behalf to vote for her?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. Because she reads the newspaper and gets angry?
Yeah, Cindy Lerner is running for county commission because, like you, you know, she reads the newspaper and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence spending. Those are the things that they put in there.
It would make me, if she's going to do something about it, yes, it would make me much more likely to vote for her.
Oh, okay. Would that be much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Okay. All right. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to make meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of the district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Would that make you much more, someone more, someone less, or much less likely, or no difference?
Much more.
Okay, while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Would that make you much more, someone less, much less, or no different?
I'm sorry, you can read it again. She's reduced the value of the properties her family owns or in the community?
Yes, it says while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their, you know, fair share of property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of many properties they own and, you know, manage so they can pay less in taxes. Would that make you much more likely, someone more likely, or less likely? Or no difference?
Less likely.
On your behalf?
Less likely, but I don't understand the contradictions. A minute ago she was going to fight against corruption, and now you're telling me that she's corrupt? I think I have to do a lot of
just
research.
So be somewhat less, or much less? Much less likely, or just somewhat?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Cindy Lerner has, you know, a history of favoring large-scale development that hurt our quality of life. Lerner family has made their fortune redeveloping, you know, and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex, you know, land west of US 1 in incorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was, you know, strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Much less likely, but now I'm confused about who these people are. Yeah.
Okay, as a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents, you know, at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who says she does not have the temperament, you know, to hold elected office. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less, you know, or no difference after hearing that?
Much less, but now I'm really curious.
Okay. All right, ma'am, as a mayor of Pinecrest, you know, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Would that be much more, somewhat? Someone less likely, or much less likely, or no different?
Much less.
Much less likely. All right. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, now talking into account everything that you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Presnick?
I don't know anything about Richard Presnick. We haven't discussed him. So I don't know. I have to do research, so I can't answer that.
Okay.
Now I've made it very clear that I really don't know enough about these people. So.
Okay, if you had to choose today, okay, which candidate are you leaning towards? Would that be Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Presnick?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, ma'am, prior to taking the survey, okay, have you ever attended a community event, you know, held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media, sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No.
Okay.
No, and I wouldn't follow somebody on.
And the following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get, you know, news and information about community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content, but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. Okay, the first one would be local political blogs.
No.
Okay, what about Keep Biscayne Independent.
Oh, yes, I do read the Key Biscayne Independent.
Would that be regularly or just not regularly?
Ad hoc. I live in Key Biscayne, so I'm on a mailing list and I receive it. So when I receive it, I often read it, but not always.
Okay. All right, what about Miami's Community News?
Yeah, I do read that sometimes too, but not often.
Okay, local newspapers like the Miami Herald and El Nuevo Herald.
Sometimes the Miami Herald. I don't typically read in Spanish unless I have to, but I do speak Spanish.
Okay.
So I usually read
what about,
the Miami Herald, yeah.
What about Only in Dade?
What is it called? I don't know it.
Only in Dade?
What is it? Only in Dade.
Like,
I don't know it.
Okay, no.
Is that a paper?
Okay.
Yeah.
Some kind of a website or newspaper. Yes, ma'am. Okay, what about AM or talk or new radio?
I listen in the car to NPR. But I don't
agree
with a lot of their politics. Yeah. They're much farther left than my politics, but there's a lot of intelligent material there, so
be follow regularly or follow not regularly?
No, regularly. I listen to NPR.
What about FM radio?
FM radio, like music?
Yeah, just regularly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite regular.
Okay, follow regularly. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative, or in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay, moderate. All right, and what is your last grade or formal education?
But those
that
are
you
the only
completed?
Three, I'm sorry, but those are the only three choices you have?
On a political, I have very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
Well, I'm a moderate Republican, so I'm right of center, but I'm moderate.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? I have less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school. College graduate with an associate's degree, you know, college graduate with a bachelor's degree or four-year degree or a postgraduate degree?
Four-graduate degree and postgraduate without degree studies. So
okay.
Four-year degree.
All right, ma'am. All right, ma'am. This concludes the survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. I know it's quite a long survey. I really appreciate your time, okay? Thank you.
No, thank you. I'm going to go now learn the candidates because I don't know anything.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.